Hi, guys. Had a good practice tonight. We love the process we go through to get ready. And that process was in full effect tonight with the guys. And got a great matchup ahead of us, one we're really looking forward to. Injury-wise, we didn't go through the work tonight. Mike Person, our center, Julio, and Justin Durant. So those are the guys that we'll see. I think Mike, it'll be tough for him to make it through. But with JD and who, we'll take it through the week. It looks good for them. So we'll kind of see how it goes day by day with that. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Coach, the Saints and the Falcons have you been briefed in the history of the two franchises and the rivalry?
I have been briefed, and perhaps you could give me some more education as it goes as a senior statesman here. But you know what? It's one of the fun parts, you know, about the NFL and having some games that you match up with. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and we had a good week tonight and starting our preparation. So we'll be prepared and we'll be ready to go.
Were you pleased with the run defense yesterday and stopping Washington? They have been leading the league in rushing.
Yeah, for sure it was going to be a challenge. And we knew, both the backs just run tough as could be. And how many of the times could we make the contact and make sure they weren't falling forward for positive yards? That was a real point of emphasis for us going into the week to make sure the runs could be at two, and they stayed at two. They didn't go two and end up being a 4 or 5 yard gain. So that was really important for us. But yeah, we were pleased with that in terms of the effort we wanted to play in the run game. You knew the challenge was there. We knew how good they were. So yeah, we were pleased with that. Yeah, that's really the real challenge. And he and Matt and the offense, they've logged a lot of time together. You know, fortunately for him, he went through, you know, all the OTAs, all the camp. And so when he is limited, we make sure, you know, we try to feature ways we can do them in walkthroughs and make sure he and Matt have their correct timing together. But, yeah, that's definitely the balance to make sure he has his readiness and the team does too.
Coach, William Moore talked about being the hunted now that you're undefeated and stuff like that. You're used to that when you were in Seattle and stuff like that. So what's the mentality you try to instill in these guys, you know, when it's a different scenario?
You know what, I really love just getting right back to the process of how we go to play about our ball. You know, we're not going to let anybody else dictate our readiness and how we play and how we approach each week. And that's the same for this week. So that part of our process I love, you know, every day that we're going back through it. And I like that we get a chance to go against one another in practice, although we won't do that much this week. But in the normal weeks, that competition that breeds that confidence to go play well, okay, you can match up with Julio in a practice, you know, like this man, he knows how to run some routes. So that kind of, you know, competition amongst each other, I think that really helps a bunch.
Short weeks are always a challenge, but is this a good time of the year for this to hit your team?
Well, I think whenever it comes, you know, like sometimes there's the long weeks we have at Monday and short weeks after that, and then here's another one right to it. So there's some benefits that you gain on the back half of it as well. But it's just part of the process. All the teams have to go through it. And then the real challenge is, you know, how well can we do it? And so for the guys getting, you know, their body back in terms of the readiness and then balance that off with the game plan and all that goes with it. So there's a real process that we go through each week to play. And so we're fortunate that we're able to stay with that process, you know, with tonight being like a Wednesday, and then we get into Thursday and into Friday through the week. So we love that we have a process to go through each week to get ready.
How drastically does that change what you can do from a mental standpoint and a game planning? Do you go back, you have to simplify, obviously, but to what degree?
I think with both, you know, of our systems, there's not so much that we just throw in new each week. We just want to be so detailed in how we do it. And it's not what we call, it's how we play it. And so when we get into those scenarios where we have, whether it's a short week or a long week, we want to see where, you know, the calls can come back to us and see how well we can execute. So it's really one of the principles that we live by both offensively and defensively, where there's not so many new things each week that we're able to stay true to our principles and play the style that we love to play.
Coach, the Saints looked like they had it moving after the Dallas game. It looked like they had a setback yesterday. Where you see them? How do you assess their offense and defense?
Well, we know they have some featured players for sure, and both offensively and defensively, and how they use them. You know, for years, you know, Sean and his crew has been a tough to go against, as you can imagine. And the way they use the receivers, the way they use tight ends, you know, really tough at running back. And then defensively, all the different packages that they have. So we got our work cut out for us for sure. And we know they have a number of guys. That's, you know, what big part of the meeting was today in terms of the matchups and who's where. So, yeah, tons of respect for how they play and the style they do it with.
What's Takiv knocking Breeze off his game?
Well, I think like any good quarterback, can you get him off the spot? And that's the factor, you know, for our pass rush. Can we be effective enough to get him to move and get the hits that we need to, you know, to affect him? And so that'll be a real factor in this game because he's seen all the coverages. You know, he knows all the routes. He knows where to go with the ball. And sometimes those are the quarterbacks that can be the most dangerous. They've seen that coverage a good bit of time. They've seen that blitz. They've seen that look. And it's a matter of us can, you know, we beat the guy that's in front of them to get to the quarterback. So that's the challenge for us.
Sorry, Coach.
I appreciate your excitement.
Before come from behind victories, but, you know, in trying to close those games out, is that a concern with Breeze being that, you know, he just did that last week coming back late in the game?
I think any time you face, you know, a guy as talented as him, you know you have to be ready to finish. And it's one of the things that that we love having that mindset, like we're never out of the fight. However, you know, we'd love to be ahead and close it as well. So the good news is we know when we're in games and if there's a chance to finish, you know, we're going to capitalize on that. The hard part is, you know, we know so many of the games come down to that in the last 2 minutes. So that's why we practiced and we just, you know, did another one tonight to go through the end of a half, you know, at a 2 minute, just to keep that mindset alive of how we want to go about it.
Again, the 2 point conversion chart, do you believe you're just going to play it by that, or how much will the situation, opponent, how the game has gone dictate?
I think I'll let the situation and the opponent dictate that some. As it goes into it, you know, for us here, you know, for a long time here at home, there's not going to be the weather part where, you know, teams maybe in the Northeast or the Midwest may have some at the end of the year. But I think I'm not going to wait till the end of the game to make, you know, some of the decisions that we think if we have a chance to capitalize on it at the moment, we'll do that. So we want to be aggressive in our style, and we have great belief in the guys. So when there's a chance to be aggressive, we'll do that.
Had it stone great out at center, and do you look at any other options in this short week?
Well, fortunately, we signed Gino Gradkowski, you know, who's also a center. So Stone will be the one that will start it off, and Gino will be the backup there.
Coach, can I ask you a Julio question?
Sure.
How much has he surprised you? How much did you, to what extent did you sort of know what kind of player he was, and how much were you surprised coming here and seeing it firsthand?
I don't think I was surprised at the talent. I think, like, for, you know, you guys saw it firsthand for a long time, but I certainly wasn't surprised by it. I guess the thing that I was most, you know, excited about was that not only was the guy – you know, really talented, but the work ethic matched it. And so, like, when you watch us practice and you watch him go for it, and, like, he's the one that's leading it, and you watched him train. So those are the things that I guess I was most excited about, you know, when I got a chance to know him and find out what he was all about.
And did you talk about the battle
of play on third down? We hadn't. And
one of those ones that might not be talked about enough.
I think there's a couple of them that happened. There was another one. We talked about the Babineau one, you know, with the defense, with the screen coming out, because it was right there close where they could have converted some. And I thought there was another one where Adrian Claiborne totally came out of the stack to make a tackle on Crowder, where it was coming out on a screen. And if we miss that one and that one goes for a big one, man, you're heartbroken. And so it's that kind of effort that makes up sometimes for a play. You're out of your gap, but the big-time effort, the things that we preach all the time, those are the moments it's like, that's why we do it, man. And I thought both of those are real examples of that.
O'Brien Schofield's a guy who's known for his pass rushing. It seems like he's done a really good job stopping the run as well. What do you think has allowed him to kind of expand his role and be good on first and second down as well?
I think it's his strength, you know, that he plays with. He's a really good edge setter, and I think that, you know, dates back to the time that he spent at outside linebacker as well. So he's very comfortable on the end of the line, whether it's playing against a tackle or a tight end. So I think it's that training that he's put in, you know, in the past. He's such a versatile guy. He plays linebacker, plays D-end. We can stand up. We move him around in numbers of spots. So that's probably the thing that where it came from.